Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is God being with us even in times of change. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Change is scary, but the Lord is with you, by Clarence L. Haynes, Jr., read by Kelly Jane McClin. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8. If you are going to be honest, change can be scary. It is scary to leave a job and start a new one. It can be scary to leave your hometown and move to another one. It can be scary to start a new relationship, business, or ministry. If you want to talk about scary, how about getting married and starting your own family? All these things have the potential to cause fear, anxiety, worry, or concern. Here is the good news for today. They don't have to. We often approach life in the moment. What I mean is, we deal with issues as they are happening. While we may have prepared to some degree, it is not until you are in the moment that you can truly deal with what you are facing. I got married in 2011, and 7 months later, I was laid off from a job, and shortly thereafter, I discovered my new wife was pregnant. That's an exciting first year of marriage. Part of the concern of getting laid off was medical benefits, because I also have a son who has had an extensive history of medical issues. Among them, he is an 11-year leukemia survivor. I mention this to give God glory, but to also know I remember how expensive his hospital stays were. These were some of my concerns as I was facing this life moment. However, here is the beauty of the story and the promise of this verse. In Deuteronomy, we are told that the Lord himself goes before you. To understand the breadth of the statement, think of it in this light. Before you ever get to the situation in life you're about to face, God has already walked into it. Before you arrive, he has already worked it out. So much of life is unknown, and this can cause fear and panic. However, God has already addressed your tomorrow, and he has made provision for it. Let me show you how God did this in my situation. This will be the shortened version. When I got laid off in July, my prior company offered to pay my health benefits until the end of September as part of the severance package. Losing this job put me back on the job market. As I began looking, I saw an opportunity that I really felt would be a good fit for me, and I decided to interview for it. In the shortened version of the story, I got the job. One day, I will fill you in on all the other exciting details that led to this hiring. For now, in light of this verse, here's how God had gone before me. The company had already hired 4 other people for this position back in June. The owner of the company decided that he wanted to hire 4 more people, so they posted the job right around the time I was laid off and was beginning to look. By the way, had I not been laid off, I probably would not have been looking for a job at that time. They interviewed a few people for the position, and they decided to only hire 1 more person, and I was that one. That is not the end of the story. Because, remember, one of my biggest concerns was medical benefits. I got hired in September. The benefits for my severance ended September 30th, and the benefits for my new company started October 1st. I did not miss one day, and that is simply for one reason. The Lord himself had gone before me and prepared a way. As you face the unknown in your life and things happen which catch you off guard, please know today, these things have not caught God by surprise. He has already gone into your tomorrow, made a way and provision for it, and he is waiting for you to arrive. Perhaps the best part of it all is the rest of this verse in Deuteronomy. He will be with you. He doesn't just go before you and prepare for your tomorrow. He walks with you into it. He is walking with you now and is walking ahead of you into your future. Whether it is today or tomorrow, he will be with you and will never leave or forsake you. Intersecting faith and life. You never have to be afraid of what tomorrow holds because you know the one who holds tomorrow. Focus your attention on trusting God today and allow him to take care of all the other details. For further reading, the story behind the song, Because He Lives, God Knows Our Ways and His Plans Are Good, and Numbers 6, 24 through 26.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.